Hey, happy day. This is a sick pin. It's a rifle that a Canadian politician gave that to me. Hey, who knew? I'm a big shot. Here's a joke to lighten things up before we get into all this serious stuff. This came from my mother. There was a girl. She was in university. She was about to write an exam, and the professor stood up and said to the hundreds and hundreds of people in the room, "Ladies and gentlemen, today your essay must contain three topics. This will take you several hours. You can get to work shortly, but those three topics are sex, religion, and mystery." Everybody looked around, looked at each other, and finally he looked at the clock and said, "Class begin." It wasn't 2 minutes, and this young girl, she jumped up and she ran up and handed in her paper and left the room. The guy was astounded. He said, "This has to take hours." He looked at it and said, "I'm pregnant. My God, who did it?" Hey, Mom, that's a good one. Alberta. So many things are going on in Alberta with regards to the political stuff there, right? I mean, the Premier Kenny, he's in hot water because he says y'all can't leave your house, you can't travel, and yet everybody, almost, in his caucus, they're all traveling everywhere. And he's, it's okay for us, but not for you. And in the polls, he's dropped like a rock at a water pond. You know what? In addition to that, he's now approved the NHL games for Edmonton and Calgary, and he says we've waived the 14-day quarantine rule for players. So everybody gets treated differently in Alberta, or in Canada, probably in most countries, but certainly in Canada. We can do this and you can't, and we give a pass to this guy. I just think that's so wrong. I am so right-wing. I guess that's what I am, but that's all about fairness, right? We should all be treated the same, and we should have the same opportunities. What we do with those opportunities is different because we are different. You have rich people, you have poor people. That's okay. That's the system. That's a free system. I'm right wing of John Wayne and I like it. These guys are not. I don't know where they are. They're the political thing right and left. They're not even there. They're in the mental thing. They all belong in a puzzle factory. This is just nuts. Blah, blah. I don't like it. Now you have the government of Canada that have said this. If you test, you have to test. COVID test within 72 hours of flying into Canada. So if you're in the US or anywhere else, you now have to get a test before you get on the plane. Once you get off the plane, in some place, you have to test again. But it doesn't matter if you test again or not. Even if you test negative when you get on the plane in, pick a place, Phoenix, you still have to do the 14-day quarantine. Doesn't matter when you land, if you're positive or negative. This can't even be right, is it? I checked it, apparently it's right. It's stupid. But it's right. And why would you test me to get on an airplane when you don't care about the results? That's like asking my opinion in Canada. Why? You've already made your decision. But you go out with these little polls and things and say, "Do you want freedom? Do you want this?" I mean, it doesn't matter what I say. Don't insult me by asking me dumb questions. I mean, you still have to quarantine for 14 days. They walk among us. Politicians, you know what? An old expression, we're going to the dogs. That would be the politicians, because they're as crooked as a dog's hind leg. It makes me crazy. Now we get to the controversial part. I mean, I don't know that anyone can win this topic, discussion of this topic. Recently, I was asked about my view, my opinion on abortion. I'm going in, this is muddy water, right? And my answer was, I said, you know what? I am a hypocrite. And that's why we need good government, because I answer both ways. Because I'm not in favor of abortion. I'm against abortion. But then I think if a woman is raped or there's incest, then an abortion is okay. So I just said two things. And so, you know what? You need somebody much smarter than me. And he says, "Well, you're not a conservative." This really got me. "You're not a conservative if you're against abortion, because it's about choice." I said, "Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. So you have to be a conservative, but you're not. You're a Democrat." He says, "I am." I said, "But you're in favor of abortion, and you don't like choice. You want to take my choice away, because that's what socialism does." So then he had to analyze that. He's kind of an interesting guy, and a nice guy, and a smart guy. And he thought, "Whoa, wow." And so it kind of goes on. And so what do you think about abortion? It's an emotional topic, to say the least. And you know what? We need good government, because that's the issue. I see... Boy, there's a whole bunch of moving pieces here, and my stats won't be quite right, but they're very close. I think that 95% of the women who are in favor of abortion are against sex selective abortion. So it's okay to knock off a kid if you don't know what it's going to be, but if you know, to predetermine that it's a girl and then say, "Yes, now we're going to knock her off," that's wrong. And then there's this life thing. I mean, when does life begin? There must be some scientist who knows that. If life begins at this point in time and then you kill it, that's not freedom of choice. That's a crime, isn't it? In Canada, you can have an abortion 1 minute before birth. Really, you can, and that's an abortion 1 minute after birth, and it's murder. So aren't there smarter people than me out there that can come up with some rule? This thing goes on and on. I get it that the laws are already in place, but it's so controversial. And there's still people walking out there with placards, and everyone has a different view on this. And what is the proper thing? I mean, women always say, it's my body, it's my right. Most of those women, I've talked to many of them, most of those women say, it's not my right to defend my life with a firearm. And they also say, most of those women, that capital punishment is a bad thing. So if somebody takes my life or the life of one of my family members or loved ones, that person shouldn't be hung until dead, because that's not nice. But my choice is to kill him because he's a bad person. And that's justice, not revenge. And they argue that. So there's a whole bunch of different things that move around against abortion. Send us a comment, and maybe someday we can all kind of agree on this. Goodbye.